1966 Mustang convertible, dark green with a white top, three-speed on the floor, and a killer sound system provided by Audiomatic at 1263 Broadway and 38 Park Row. All you have to do to enter is identify the song that contains the classic line. When you hear the song come on the radio, call 955-WNEW. The first caller at random receives a prize and becomes eligible for great weekly prizes drawn by Dave Herman on Monday mornings, and of course for the classic Mustang. If you can't get through on the phone, send a card with the song title, artist, and time you heard it to Classic Rocker, care of WNEW-FM, 655 3rd Avenue, New York, 10017. Then you qualify for the Mustang, which, by the way, will have a pair of Springsteen tickets in the glove box.
Mm-hmm. All right, the line we're looking for sometime during the next hour is Don't You Know the Joker Laughs at You? Don't You Know the Joker Laughs at You? We'll take that one call at random from the incoming calls. A pair of tickets to see ZZ Top and Loverboy June 30th at the Dr. Pepper Music Festival will be won by that one phone call winner. Also become eligible for the Grand Prize drawing of the Mustang, which will be happening very soon, thank goodness. And the weekly prize drawing, a compact stereo cassette recorder, okay? So the line we're looking for is Don't You Know the Joker Laughs at You? When it comes on the radio, if you want to play on the telephone, 212-955-9639 is the number to call when the song comes on the radio. Okay, let's get back to it on the Vin Scalzo program. I'm considering tonight doing my... I've been preparing for a number of weeks now, ever since the infestation of the gypsy moth caterpillar. I've been preparing a very exact and... scientific review of the situation which has plagued the entire northeastern part of the country this year, and I'm considering I may actually get to it tonight. I've been putting it off and putting it off. I have some very definite theories about the subject, and I know a lot of you are concerned. Later on, stay up late tonight. We're gonna do the complete analysis of the gypsy moth caterpillar on the Vin Scalzo program later on tonight. I've decided. You'd be surprised. I found out some stuff, man. You'd be surprised, really. But that's later on.
I said,
what?
I don't want your money, honey. Said I don't want your cat like car.
I didn't say anything.
I don't want your big black savage all the time looking lost all night. I don't want nothing from you, baby, but just in time. Just talk to me, baby. Oh,
Every one of us must know somebody who uses that phrase all the time. So much so that it's become like a you know, like a logo for the person. Talk to you later. You know, like some people, you know, so a lot of people always say, you know, see you later all the time, no matter what, no matter what's going on. Even if they're not going to see you for 3 years, see you later. You know, talk to you later. Must be. And so there must be all kinds of people out there in radio land all across America that have now adopted that song as a theme song, you know. Every time it comes on the radio, like, oh yeah, Frank, right, I remember, yeah. I'll talk to you later, Frank, sure. Must have written that song about him, The Tubes. From San Francisco, California, my dears, on WNEW-FM in New York. And talk to me right now, all through the night, until it is over. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Juke. Speaking of Franks, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the one, the only, Frank Perdue.
Right now, there are 10 good reasons to buy Perdue Fresh Cornish Game Hens. My fresh game hens are always delicious, but from now through the summer, they're especially good because they come with recipes from my new summer garden collection. There are 10 recipes in all. And they'll show you how to take advantage of all the fresh things that are in season and turn them into quick and light summer meals, like cold Cornish hens with herbs, our best ever barbecued Cornish hens. And each recipe comes with tips for delicious salads and cool desserts. My new recipes even come printed on 3x5 plastic cards, so they'll stay in good shape.
Thank you for coming by with the new record. This has been a real thrill.
Well, thank you very much. It should be in the stores. Those of you looking at your speakers now, it's a beautiful little jacket. It's got a sleeve.
It's still Blotto Records. You're still the DIY independent kids of the Northeast, aren't you?
Blotto Records is a subsidiary of Blotto Industries Incorporated, part of the Blotto Communications Group.
Sounds like a communist front to me.
No, the front and the back were both done in America, I think.
Rod Way and Lee Harvey Blotto and the rest of the Blotto gang will be at the Left Bank in Mount Vernon Sunday afternoon for an all-ages admitted concert. So bring the little kids, too, because they'll have fun with that.
And speaking of little kids can't read Penthouse magazine, but in the August issue, there's going to be a big story on independent record people, and they talk about yours truly and our favorites, Blotto. So we're going international now.
Great. Now, if you could only start making some money.
Nah.
You know, if you could only get a deal.
That would spoil us. That would
it'd be no fun.
Would we be regular guys? I mean, would we?
They are regular guys, too. Look at them, friends. Just look at these two guys. Oh,
spread out, porcupine.
Adam, listen, next time, call before you come, all right? Don't just barge in.
Oh, we were trying to call, but everyone was calling up for squeeze tickets, and we didn't win any.
Do I have to give you your $50 back?
Well, we got to get the car out of the parking garage.
Keep it. The FCC will be here in the morning.
I'll give you the $50 back. Thanks for stopping.
Thank you.
Blotto.
Peter Allen gets intimate.
Don't cry out loud. Just keep it inside. Learn how to hide your feelings.
The Savoy Cabaret is pleased to present Peter Allen, a limited engagement. June 23rd through July 3rd. Tickets now at the Savoy Box Office, 141 West 44th Street, and at Ticketron Outlets. The incredible Peter Allen, June 23rd through July 3rd at the Savoy Cabaret. Call 212-921-9490.
The modern army is a flying army. And we train thousands of aviation specialists every year.
Be all that you can be.
See your Army recruiter today.
We need you in the Army.
Paid for by the U.S. Army.
And here's Concert Happenings being brought to you by 7-Up with the crisp, refreshing taste that will leave you feeling 7-Up.
Welcome to Concert Happenings. I'm Richard Neer. Saturday and Sunday at the Dr. Pepper Music Festival, Jefferson Starship and the Dregs. Tuesday, ZZ Top and Loverboy. Wednesday, Jorma Kekkonen. Wednesday, the 8th, Santana. On July 10th in the Meadowlands, Ted Nugent, Blackfoot, and Crocus. Nassau Coliseum on Friday night, Joe Walsh. July 11th, Santana and Gary U.S. Bonds. At the South Mountain Music Fair on Friday night, a special $1 concert with Robin Lane, New England, and G.E. Smith. On Tuesday, Jefferson Starship and 38 Special. 4th of July, New Jersey Pops with a fireworks display. 7th, Santana and Gary U.S. Bonds. The 9th, the Doobie Brothers. 16th, Southside Johnny. Asbury Park, July 2nd, Judas Priest and Iron Maiden. At the Bottom Line on Thursday night, Sue Kay. Friday and Saturday, Vassar Clements. At the Ritz on Thursday night, Chuck Berry. At the Savoy, Peter Allen on Thursday, an extended engagement. At the Palladium, July 10th and 17th, the Ramones. At the Garden, July 10th, REO Speedwagon. On the 14th, the Moody Blues. The WNAW-FM Concert Happenings hotline number, in case you missed anything, is 697-7997.
Concert Happenings has been brought to you by 7-Up. All across America, people are turning to 7-Up with a clean, refreshing taste that will keep you feeling 7-Up.
Everybody home?
What
hey,
is
hey,
that?
Hey,
what?
Hey,
everybody
home? Hey, look.
Look who it is.
Blotto!
Look, we're on the Uncle Floyd show.
Hey, Floyd.
Where's your hat?
Didn't we just do this?
I'm having a deja vu.
Okay, buddy. Snap it. Snap it, buddy.
Yeah.
singer walking down the street. I says, oh, baby, what's wrong with me? I was about to dance in a little romance. He says, oh, daddy, you don't stand a chance. Coming down around midnight, she's like a dummy for the early light. Said, baby, please, won't you stay downtown? She said, oh, baby, I ain't hanging around. The money can't buy. Follow her down with that ball and chain. Look out, baby, you're going insane.
Johansson and Billy Squire. In the Dark is the title of the tune from Billy's album, and She Loves Strangers, for Mr. Johansson on WNEWFM.
Provide him with suitable weapons. A helmet, a sword, a shield.
MGM presents Clash of the Titans. It will touch you, shock you, dazzle your senses, and sweep you to the limits of your imagination. Clash of the Titans. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
It's now playing at select area theaters.
Get ready.
Hey, bartender.
Here's Eddie Rabbit.
Slide another biller down here. 'Cause I just heard the sweetest words a man could ever hear. She's coming home tomorrow morning. Everything's all right. So pardon my celebrating tonight. I'm Miller time, Miller time tonight. Hey Joe, pour another Miller, my friend. I'll turn the jukebox on and play her favorite song over and over again.
When it's time,
well,
tonight.
I'm happy tonight. So if I act a little crazy, then tell everybody about my lady. Miller's got the beer.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
I've led a sheltered life. I was more familiar with Africa than my own body until I started entertaining Mr. Sloan. You should try entertaining Mr. Sloan. Mel Gasso of the New York Times did and found it first class. A sizable theatrical evening. In fact, he thought that entertaining Mr. Sloan was blissfully perverse. Marilyn Stasio of the New York Post spent an evening entertaining Mr. Sloan, and afterwards she said it was hilarious, deliciously perverse fun. And how did Dennis Cunningham of WCBS-TV feel after he'd spent some time entertaining Mr. Sloan? He felt it was wickedly funny and remarkably mesmerizing.
Joe Orton's Entertaining Mr. Sloan is now at the Cherry Lane Theatre, 38 Commerce Street in Greenwich Village. Charge tickets by phone. Call Charge It 944-9300.
Now, wouldn't you rather spend your evening entertaining Mr. Sloan?
They went into the studio, five serious young musicians with the goal of producing the most brilliant, ambitious music of their careers. When they emerged, they gave the world Wiata, new music from Split Ends.
History never
Months of labor, toil, and creative energy has gone into this latest project from Split Ends, a band the world has come to respect, admire, and adore.
It's hard to stay one step ahead of you.
A&M Records is proud to unleash this album on a world filled with expectation and need. Split Ends brings you Wiata, a marvel of modern technology and spirit. From Split Ends on A&M Records and Tapes.
Harder to follow, it's
Find that album for $6.49 at all King Carol stores on WNEW-FM in New York. This is Alice Cooper.
I'm a clown, but I'm fine. I'm running more of the way. I'm two doctors on the line. Incubation another day. I'm all alone, so are we all. We're all grown, all in one and one and all, all in one and one and all. We destroy the government, we're destroying time. No more problems on the way. I'm Drew Doctor. We don't need your kind. We are the ones, ugly ones, stupid boys, wrong ones. I'm all alone, so are we all. We're all clones, all the one and one and all, all the one and one and all. Six is heaven problems, adjusting to his clone status. We'll be right back.
service of a villain. You pierced him with bicycle by his prison, stabbed him from behind.
Is he dead?
Sit you down, father.
Don't you know the Joker laughs at you? Of course, that was the Beatles' I Am the Walrus. Clones. We're all clones from Alice Cooper and this delightful instrumental called Bongos on the Nile. That's 999 on WNEW-FM in New York. We're at the halfway point in the Vin Scalzo program. My thanks to Blotto for stopping by. I knew they were coming. We were just fooling around. I don't want you to think I was being mean to them. I wasn't there. All of the Blottos, not just Broadway and Lee Harvey, but all of the Blotto folks are among the nicer folks in the rock and roll world these days. And their new record is real neat, and I think maybe we'll play it again. Maybe during Prisoners. I mean, if there ever was a Prisoner rock and roll band, it's Blotto. So maybe in the upcoming segment when we do the Midnight Breakout, we'll give you a repeat performance of the B-side especially. That was my favorite of the two. We're going to pause for some stuff. And then it will be indeed Midnight Breakout time here on WNEW-FM in New York. I'm Vin Scalzo, back right after this.
If you're from Long Island and you're thinking about running away from home, before you do, check in with the Runaway Youth Coordinating Council. They're in Hempstead, and their number is 516-489-6066. They'll answer your questions and help you out. 516-489-6066.
I think my father wore a hat that said Cisco, and I wore a hat that said Poncho. And, like, unfortunately, there's photographic evidence to prove this ridiculous story.
Bruce Springsteen is coming to the Meadowlands for a series of sold-out concerts. To welcome the boss back to Jersey, WNEW-FM has put together a three-part special coming this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m. You'll hear about Bruce Springsteen, the man, the songwriter, and the performer, in his own words and from those close to him. Don't miss it this Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 11 o'clock on WNEW-FM. Brought to you by Maxell Tapes, your New York, New Jersey Subaru dealers, and Penthouse magazines. And if you couldn't get into the Meadowland shows, tune in Monday through Wednesday during Dave and Scott's programs and find out how you can win some choice tickets that Bruce has made available to us. Bruce Springsteen at WNEW-FM New York.
It's time now for Unexplained Phenomena, brought to you by Omni Magazine, the magazine of tomorrow.
How would you react if you suddenly found yourself face to face with Bigfoot? I'm Lee Spiegel from The Source, and this hairy close encounter with the elusive creature happened to Robert Eakin. The young man's house near Columbus, Ohio, has been the scene of recent Bigfoot sightings. One evening last month, Bob went out the front door of the living room to the porch. As he reached out to close the screen door, something totally unexpected happened.
It was Bigfoot's hand. He reached his hand 4 feet away from the door where I was reaching to close the door. And when he did that, when he reached for me, I kind of froze a little bit because I didn't know what to do.
Since it was dark on the porch, Eakin couldn't see any other details of Bigfoot's body. But he got a quick look at Bigfoot's large, human-like hand before he and the creature ran off in different directions.
It was just a lot hairier, you know, a lot blacker. but the other had some like fingernails on it, some kind of long fingers. But the arm was pretty long. I know it's kind of hair. I know that, a lot of hair on it.
The 25-year-old told me he was so shook up that he didn't wait around to see any more of Bigfoot.
Kind of scared me pretty bad. I heard him slam the door and took off running. I didn't stay on the porch very long. I mean, I did see the creature. I did see Bigfoot.
According to Bob Eakin, Bigfoot ran away equally scared. Next report, we'll hear from a retired New York City police officer who discovered three different sizes of Bigfoot footprints in Ohio. I'm Lee Spiegel from The Source.
I'm Arthur C. Clarke, speaking for Omni Magazine.
This is Alpha Niner Niner. I read us to be at 145 hours and 20 minutes into the mission. Please clear all channels. I think we've got an abort situation here. I've lost my instrumentation. I'm flying blind. I don't know where it came from. There was a flash. There it is again. It's pulling us in. It's all around us.
The spacecraft has passed out of range. To resume contact, read Omni, the magazine of tomorrow, on sale today.
Unexplained Phenomena has been brought to you by Omni Magazine, the magazine of tomorrow.
Sunkissed Orange Soda's brightening up your town with a thirst-quenching taste that'll turn you around.
She loved me, but she let me go.
She let me go. Here's an old one from the Prisoner's Collection from Joey Ballin and the Mirrors. WNEW-FM in New York. Prisoners of Rock and Roll, it's Midnight Breakout Time. Stay is the title of the tune. We heard from Jackknife and from Les Miller and Bob Bontempo, which I think is a great name for a musician. Bontempo. would be translated as good timing, right? On tempo. And that's what a musician needs, good timing. As well as a whole lot of other things. Mostly luck these days. And that's what Midnight Breakout is all about, trying to throw a little bit of luck their way anyhow, hopefully. Joey Ballon and the Mirrors, they gig around a lot. We've been doing a commercial this week where they're on the bill for someplace, I forget where. Where are they? Maybe Marty knows. Ross Marty! Playing somewhere soon. Let me see if I can find it. Where are they playing, Marty? Do you know?
Who's that, Vin? Oh, Joey Ballon
and the Mirrors. Are they at the... one of the clubs. One of the clubs that we advertise here.
I can't think of it. I'm useless tonight.
Is it the Ritz? Wait a minute. Let me see. I think it's the Ritz.
See?
No. Well, it'll come up. It'll pop up somewhere along the way. It might even be the Left Bank. I don't know. Let's see. Hold on.
Are you tired of paying high prices for your rock and roll? Yeah, yeah. Are you sick of clubs that are so crowded you just can't dance? Yeah, yeah. Bet you're more than ready to rock and roll your way. Yeah, yeah. Then it's time to sneak across the border to the Left Bank in Mount Vernon. The Rock and Roll Fortress is on your side. Prices are the lowest at the door and the bar. And the rock and roll is the best on the stage and the turntables. Getting there is easy, just 20 minutes by train or car from Midtown Manhattan. And there's lots of free parking. So no matter where you're from or where you've been, there's no place like the Left Bank. In the turn of the century bank building at 20 East 1st Street in Mount Vernon.
Friday, it's the Flesh Tones at the Left Bank. On Saturday, it's NRVQ. And on Sunday afternoon, an all-ages admitted show with Blotto. Broadway and Lee Harvey and the whole gang. Dial the bank at 914-699-6618. The Left Bank in Mount Vernon. Joey Ballon and the Mirrors are at Malibu Beach Club on the 4th of July. Okay, that's the one I was thinking of. I know we've been doing commercials all week with that day. Let's see what else. Oh, yes, it's time, ladies and gentlemen, for Not Bob Dylan.
Hi, this is Not Bob Dylan, talking to you from Burbank out in California. Well, I've been there for a while, and I've been singing along with all of this record. Yeah! Oh, I love this album.
Arlo Guthrie. Power of Love.
Well, I've been singing this album. Well, I've been working on my own stuff a little bit. Most of my love is just sing along with Arlo.
On Warner Brothers, records and cassettes.
If I could only touch your life, I want to see some friends of mine. The Power of Love.
Arlo Guthrie's new album, Power of Love, is available for $5.99. That's for the LP. $6.99 for the tape at all Record World and the record shops at PSS stores. They've got your music and a whole lot more.
The guaranteed lowest prices. That's right. Crazy Eddie guarantees you the lowest prices. If you're looking for a new stereo system, a new video system, color TV, car stereo, Sony Betamax, or a VHS video recorder. If you're looking for anything or everything in home entertainment, shop around. Get the best prices you can find. Then go to Crazy Eddie. Crazy Eddie will beat any price you can find on anything he sells. Crazy Eddie guarantees it. 10 great locations in the Village, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Syosset, Paramus, East Brunswick, Union, Westchester, Westbury, and Crazy Eddie's new Uptown store on East 57th Street. Remember, shop around, get the best prices you can find, but don't buy anything. Go to Crazy Eddie and he'll beat them. Crazy Eddie's got the largest selection and professionally staffed service centers too. The guaranteed lowest prices. Only Crazy Eddie is crazy enough to do it. Crazy Eddie, his prices are insane.
And his stores are open from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 every Sunday except in Paramus. Call Crazy Eddie at 212-645-1196. We introduce a new one to you now. If you saw the Gang of Four this last time around, the opening act was a band called REM, which is, of course, Rapid Eye Movement. That's REM. REM is that stage in sleep, right? The REM stage, REM. So I'm not sure if they pronounce it as the letters or if they pronounce the word REM, but there are periods after each one of the letters. So I guess maybe that's
the way they want it pronounced, R-E-M. They are from the South. Not a local band, although they have been playing around quite a bit up and down the East Coast and have been playing in New York. From Athens, Georgia is where they hail, following in the footsteps of some other pretty interesting bands that have come up from Athens, Georgia. R.E.M. And the title of the tune is Sitting Still. Midnight Breakout here at WNEW-FM. Here's one that we introduced to you last week from a band called the Sneaky Rutters.
Flew into L.A. last week. My whole head started to spin. Everyone said the smog's the worst it's ever been.
New York City is the title of the tune. A little bit of chauvinism there. It's all right with me. On WNEW-FM in New York. We'll have some equal time for New Jersey in just a little while. One of the new songs we're going to introduce to you tonight is a song called I Like Jersey Best. But that's coming up. That's coming up. Right now, here's an old one. This one was added to the collection months and months ago. A band called Carrier. They spell that with a K up front. Some of the members of this group are, in fact, employees of the post office and do, in fact, carry
the U.S. Mail. The title of the tune, Hostage. The title of the tune could have been interpreted at the time as a topical song dealing with the hostage. Remember the hostage crisis? Gee, no, I can't. When was that? That was more than a few days ago. We don't remember anything anymore that happened more than a few days ago. That's one of the signs of the time. One of the signs of the time that we live in. This is WNEW-FM in New York, and we pause for some commercial messages.
They went into the studio, five serious young musicians with the goal of producing the most brilliant, ambitious music of their careers. When they emerged, they gave the world Wiata, new music from Split End. Months of labor, toil, and creative energy has gone into this latest project from Split Ends, a band the world has come to respect, admire, and adore. It's hard to stay one step ahead of you. A&M Records is proud to unleash this album on a world filled with expectation and need. Split Ends brings you Wiata, a marvel of modern technology and spirit. From Split Ends on A&M Records and Tapes.
You'll find the Split Ends album available for $6.49 at all King Carol stores. There's a little bit of Ritz in every club, but there's only one Ritz. And the Ritz located at 11th Street and 3rd Avenue is proud to present the following attractions. Chuck Berry is there tonight, which is this night that we're in right now. And then Friday and Saturday night, Kid Creole and the Coconuts. On Sunday and Monday, Squeeze will be at the Ritz. On July 2nd, it's the Psychedelic Furs. On the 4th of July, Max Romeo. July 8th, Phoebe Snow. July 14th, Jorma Kekkonen. July 15th, David Johansen. July 16th, Wishbone Ash. The 19th and 20th of July will bring Joe Jackson's Jumpin' Jive to town. July 23rd, it's The Cure. Now, advance tickets are available at Ticketron, Bleecker Bob's in the Village, Suite B at Fiorucci, and at the Ritz box office. For further information, the number to call is 212-254-2800. There's a little bit of Ritz in every club. But there's only one Ritz located at 11th Street and 3rd Avenue.
Your presence can make a difference. This is Celeste Holm, urging you to join us at the 3rd National Women in Crisis Conference, June 28th to July 2nd in New York City. Crises touch all of us, whether caused by problems with alcohol, drugs, mental illness, or the law, or the conflicts of a demanding career. Join hundreds of interesting men and women committed to finding new ways of resolving crises in America. Call or write Women in Crisis, 37 Union Square West, New York, New York, 1003-212-242-3081.
The best in rock is about to roll into your neighborhood. It's the Joe Walsh Neighborhood Tour, featuring David Lindley, Joe Vitale, and starring today's zaniest exponent of rock and roll, Mr. Joe Walsh. Headed your way, the Joe Walsh Neighborhood Tour. Wow, it all seems so logical. And after the concert, head straight for Joe Walsh's devastating new album, There Goes the Neighborhood. Also, El Rayo X by David Lindley and Joe Vitale's Plantation Harbor. All new on Asylum Records and Tapes.
Walsh, David Lindley, and Joe Vitale will be at the Nassau Coliseum Friday night. Albums or tapes are available at all Sam Goody locations for $5.99 each. Okay, here's another new one to the Prisoner's Collection on Midnight Breakout right now. It's a band from New Jersey called the Phil Bernardi Band. The Phil Bernardi Band. There are two brothers in this band who happen to be the sons of a very famous jazz musician. John and Martin Pizzarelli are the sons of Bucky Pizzarelli. And those of you who, if you know who Bucky Pizzarelli is, then you know who, I mean, he's an exquisite jazz guitarist who has been around for years and years and years. And it's just, well, he's great. He really is. And if some of that talent has rubbed off on his sons, who are members of the Phil Bernardi Band, then they got to be pretty good too, for sure. I like the title of this song. Being a New Jersey native, born and bred, the title of the tune is I Like Jersey Best. The Phil Bernardi Band.
Traveling down the turnpike, heading for the shore. A thought just then occurred to me I never thought before. I've been a lot of places, seen pictures of the rest. But of all the places I can think of, I like Jersey best. Betting holes, shopping malls, good old Rutgers U. 47 shoe stores, line Route 22. The Meadowlands, the root beer stands, Main Street, Hackensack. I may leave for a week or two, but I'm always coming back. The Pinelands and the Vinelands, Seaside Heights, Margate. You can have Miami, I love the Garden State. I've been a lot of places, seen pictures of the rest. But of all the places I can think of, I like Jersey best. We have horses, Princeton courses, gas stations, we have scores. Trenton, Hopewell, Lake Apacon, Manitowocan shores. Some states have their rock stars, but Springsteen beats them all. And our beautiful arena has Brendan Byrne carved on the wall. Lots of dineries, oil refineries, our highways make you cough. But Spring Lake Heights and Belmar are places to get off. Every man in Lodi has a tavern near his home. Ask them what they've got on ice, they'll answer, you won't know them. The Pinelands and the Vinelands, Seaside Heights, Margate. You can have Miami, I love the Garden State. I've been a lot of places, seen pictures of the rest. But of all the places I can think of, I like Jersey best. Famous Parkway is the dark way home from Manasquan. You think for all those quarters, they turn the road lights on. And have no pity, Jersey City once again will shine. With Homedale, Cape May, Phillipsburg, I like our state just fine. The Pinelands and the Vinelands, Seaside Heights, Margate. You can have Miami, I love the Garden State. Seen pictures of the rest, but of all the places I can think of, I like Jersey best.
Well, that's, wow, that's got more stuff in it than even Cowboy Charlie's Deep in the Heart of Jersey. I like Jersey best. is the title of the tune from the Phil Bernardi Band, who are from Ohio. No, they are definitely from across the river. The Phil Bernardi Band with John and Martin Pizzarelli, the sons of Bucky Pizzarelli. On the Midnight Breakout, WNEW-FM. Let's do one more, and then I'll play that thing from Blotto that the guys brought by a little while ago. This is Tommy Mandel. Total different musical head now for this one. This is a song called Allow Me. Session man, backup musician, plays in David Johansen's band, trying to break out of that particular prison with some solo stuff. That's his demo tape, Allow Me. I like that sound. It's kind of reminiscent of some stuff that like Peter Gabriel does and Phil Collins and people like that. I like the sound. Tommy Mandel. On WNEW-FM in New York, we have this commercial word.
Frampton, breaking all the rules. Breaking all the rules. The new album on A&M Records and Tapes.
All right, the new one from Frampton, especially priced at all Sam Goody stores, $5.99 for the LP or the tape. Let Sam Goody fill your life with music.
To change the way city kids look at things, we have to change the things they look at. We're the Fresh Air Fund, and we do that by giving city kids 2 summer weeks of life in the country, where skies are bluer, grass greener. Please help give city kids a fresh point of view. Send your tax-deductible contribution to the Fresh Air Fund, 70 West 40th Street, New York 10018. Give a kid 2 weeks to live.